This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. In Jharkhand, polling is underway peacefully in different parts of the state today for the first phase of assembly elections amidst tight security arrangements. The additional chief electoral officer, Dr. Neha Arora, said an estimated 13.04% voting was recorded till 9:30 a.m. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts are going to the polls in this phase. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where polling will conclude at 4 p.m. Over 1.37 crore voters will decide the political fortunes of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren of the BJP from Saraikela, Rajya Sabha MP and JMM candidate Mahua Maji from Ranchi, Rameshwar Orao of the Congress from Lohardagga, Sadhu Rai of the Janata Dal United from Jamshedpur West, and Harilal Mehto of the AJSU from Ichagar are among the important candidates whose fates will be decided today. The Chief Electoral Officer, K. Ravikumar, has appealed to the voters to cast their vote fearlessly. Our correspondent Sanjeev Sharma joins us live from Ranchi. Sanjeev, what is the current status of polling in Jharkhand?
Sanjay, the first phase of polling in Jharkhand is going on peacefully. So far, no news of any untoward incident has been received from anywhere. According to the Election Commission, the pace of polling is as expected and voters are voting happily due to the facilities provided by the Election Commission. In this phase, as you already informed that, about 1.37 crore voters are deciding the fate of 683 candidates, including 73 women. So far, many prominent leaders and candidates, including Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harbans, Governor Santosh Gangwar, Union Minister Sanjay Seth and Annapurna Devi, Chief Minister Hemant Soren have cast their votes. Sanjay?
Thank you for that update, Sanjeev. That was our correspondent, Sanjeev Sharma, joining us live from Ranchi. Voting for the bipolls in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala is also being held today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides these, assembly bipolls are also taking place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. The Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency in Kerala recorded 13.04% polling in the first 2 hours after polling began this morning. Enthusiasm among the voters was palpable as they came out in large numbers to exercise their franchise in many polling booths in the constituency. Wayanad is witnessing a triangular fight between Priyanka Gandhi of the United Democratic Front, Satyen Mukheri of the Left Democratic Front and Navya Haridas of the National Democratic Alliance. Voting is underway for bipolls in 7 assembly seats in Rajasthan. 69 candidates are in the fray on all 7 seats. There are more than 19 lakh voters in the by-election who will decide the fate of the candidates. Apart from the BJP and the Congress, the reputations of the big leaders of RLP and BAP is also at stake. More than 9,000 security personnel of the CAPF, RAC, Rajasthan Police and Home Guard are handling law and order. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Darbhanga in Bihar today and inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees in the state. In a major boost to health infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone of AIIMS Darbhanga worth over 1,260 crore rupees. US President-elect Donald Trump has announced the establishment of a new Department of Government Efficiency to be led by Tesla CEO Elon Musk and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. The department is tasked with reducing government bureaucracy, cutting excess regulations and eliminating wasteful spending. Indian badminton star PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles round of 16 at the Kumamoto Masters Japan Super 500 tournament. Sindhu defeated Thailand's Busanan Ongbam Rungpan in a swift match, winning 21-12, 21-8 in just 38 minutes. In another match later in the day, India's Lakshya Sen is set to face Malaysia's Leong Jun Hao. And that is the end of this news bulletin.